My name is Ketsia Aurelian, Ketsiaurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Gingerly Michelindo, Gingerlee. Last name Michellindo. This patient was seen on the 29th of November. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. The CKD has improved from stage three A to stage two, and is likely related to type 2 diabetes mellitus. Is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 12 from 14, creatinine of 1 from 1.25, and eGFR of 63 from 48. There is evidence of bacteriuria with positive culture of group B strep. However, the patient denies any symptoms. Is completely asymptomatic. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria. She is euvolemic and has no other complaints. We will continue to monitor. We advise her to contact us if she ever develops any urinary symptoms, so we could call in an antibiotic. An antibiotic for her treatment. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. Her A1C is at 7.6% from 7.4%, continuing with the current regimen. She is no longer taking the Rybelsus due to the high cost, which was not covered by her insurance. We recommend that she continues following a plant-based diet, as well as a diabetic diet. Next line, hyperuricemia, which is improving on the allopurinol. We reinforce the low purine diet. Her uric acid level is 7.6 from 8.7. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 126 over 81. Continued decreased sodium in the diet, as well as overall fluid intake of no more than 45 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Next line, arterial hypertension. Next line, coronary artery disease. Since the last visit, the patient had a left heart cath, which revealed an EF of 70% and 40% stenosis in the LAD and 20% stenosis on the dominant right coronary. He was started on nitroglycerin, as needed for angina. Next line, obesity. He weighs 304 pounds and has lost 6 pounds since the last visit due to diet. Abiding by the recommended diet and eliminating processed foods. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. We will reevaluate this case. In 3 months with laboratory workup and